Chapter 15, Shoot Them. Where did you find this place? Miranda says as we enter our cabin on the beach. This is fucking awesome. I hear one of the twins say behind me. Language. Both Miranda and Luke say at the same time. But. Can't you see where we are? The boy persisted. I don't care, Luke says, we don't talk like that, and you know it, Evan. I'm sorry, Evan replies, but his ear-to-ear smile can't be missed when I glance over. Holding back a chuckle, I decide to address the elephant in the room. There are only two bedrooms, so I assume Audrey and I take the one with the single queen-sized bed, and you take the one with the two beds? That'll be great. Yeah. You okay with that too, boys? Luke asks as he looks at the twins. I don't care, Owen says, we're mostly out on the beach anyways. That's true, I add, I want to start early tomorrow. I think that's when we'll have the best light for the non-swimwear clothes. Sounds good, Miranda chips in, how about we find us a restaurant and eat? It's almost dinner time, and it's our treat. Thanks, Miranda. But there's no need. I'd be happy to pay for Audrey and me. Don't be silly. You arranged it all, so buying dinner is the least we can do. It's clear this is non-negotiable. So I decide to drop it and mention that I know a good restaurant where the six of us can eat. There's a little debate if we're going to walk there or grab a cab. But eventually, we all go for the walk and figure we'll determine how we get back once we get in the restaurant. So after we all finish unpacking, we head out to the restaurant. I rented this specific cabin because it's the furthest down the beach. I figured this would automatically mean that we'd have the least traffic from people passing by. The only downside is that the total walk takes us a little over 30 minutes by being so far up the beach. And the restaurant being a bit out of the touristic coastal area doesn't help either. Luke, Miranda, and I talk a little about the history I've got with the island. They already know about my past in the Special Forces and that I've been to this island a lot. I tell them I can't talk too much about what I've done, and they get it and respect it. As we walk, I notice how well the boys and Audrey get along. They're constantly laughing and goofing around, which warms my heart. Dinner is excellent and we laugh a lot. Especially when Evan and Owen take turns in telling jokes. Both Luke and Miranda are funny people to be around with. At one moment during dinner, Audrey and I look at each other, and I realize how glad I am that she has this much fun after losing her dad. During the walk back, we talk about the shoot the next day. It's an early start, but neither the twins nor Audrey seem bothered by it. However, I see Luke looking a bit apprehensive, so I say, you can join us later. The first part will be setting up the scene and composition anyways. Is that okay with you? Luke asks, looking slightly embarrassed. Of course. The boys and Audrey know what to do. You come and join us when you're ready. After all, it's your holiday. Great. And thanks, he smiles. When we arrive at the beach entrance and take off our shoes, I smile mischievously and say, you know what? What? Owen asks curiously. Officially, this is a clothing optional beach. Really? Both boys ask simultaneously. No kidding, I say, and I see the boys' unit at each other. As they stand up and start pulling up their shirts, Miranda clears her throat. Don't even think about it, little man, she sternly says. But Mom. Owen whines. Listen, guys, I interrupt. Officially, all beaches on the island are clothing optional. With the emphasis on officially. What do you mean? Evan asks. Well. Back when I was your age, Glenn and I lounged naked on this beach a few times. A lot of people did. Some wore clothes, some didn't. No one cared. Oh wow, Evan whispers. We can walk around naked on the beach? Owen adds. Yeah. Well. Not quite anymore. A couple of years ago, a new leader was put in charge by the military, and this changed a lot. And I mean a lot. It also changed the way people thought about things. Or better, they were told how to think about things. This led to many protests, but the new leader ended these the hard way, I say, realizing everyone is listening intently. I heard about that, Luke says as he grabs his shoes and looks at us. But there's peace now, right? Relative peace, yes. But then there's also the threat coming from Nicaragua, I say glumly. Trouble in paradise, Miranda adds. Yeah. Such a shame for the people on this beautiful island, I say as I look around. During our conversation, we start walking back to the cabin. Once we get there, Audrey unlocks the door and says, let's try to have fun anyways. Clothes or no clothes. I laugh at that, and so do Miranda and Luke. Finally, Owen, always wanting to have the last word, softly says, "Well, I prefer the no clothes option." I can't help myself but chuckle softly. I glance over at Luke and see him chuckling too. Miranda's face looks serious, but I can see by her eyes that she's amused too. "Okay. We're going to bed," I announce, attempting to change the subject. "Us too," Miranda says, looks at the boys, and asks, "You've got your phones to set your alarm?" "Got it, Mom. We get up at 7. Right, Mr. H?" "Right. We'll eat on the porch, and the clothes we need are in the shed. So you two can sleep in if you want," I say, smiling at Luke and Miranda. "Thanks. Appreciate it," Luke says. "Good night," Audrey says and opens our bedroom door. "Night," we all say simultaneously, which results in some giggles. I start undressing, and as I pull up the thin sheet, my eyes drink in the sight of Audrey's nude body. She smiles broadly as she crawls into and sees me looking. "I'm so excited that we're really here," she says and kisses me on my cheek. "Me too. Can't wait to get started on the swimsuit pics. Too bad we have to wait for these a bit longer." "Ah well. Consider tomorrow as a warm-up," Audrey laughs softly. She crawls up against me in her usual spot. With her warm pussy pressed against my leg and her nipple poking my chest, I realize once again how lucky I am. Her hand slowly moves down over my belly, and a moment later, her small hand finds my soft dick and wraps around it. Her touch gets me hard in seconds, and Audrey giggles as she feels this. "We can't do this now, little bit," I say, reluctant but sternly. "I know. But I just like lying close to you and holding this," she says, squeezing my dick. "Well. Have fun," I snicker.
"I will. Night."
"Night," I say, and I kiss Audrey on her forehead. The soft buzz from my phone roughly pulls me out of a deep sleep. I feel a warm breeze over my body and need a moment to realize where I am. The reddish-yellow morning light is filling the room, and when I look over at Audrey, it immediately comes back to me where I am. She turned onto her back during the night, and her arms are lying above her head now. With her legs slightly parted, she's completely exposed, and I don't let the opportunity to check her out thoroughly again go to waste. As my eyes are on her bald and incredibly sexy pussy, I have to suppress the urge to lick and caress it. But it's difficult when she's looking this inviting. So instead, I softly rub her cheek and whisper her name. Her eyes flutter open, and after a long yawn, she smiles at me, followed by a stretch. "It's really happening today," she whispers.
"Yep. Ready for it?"
"Oh yeah." And after a few moments, she asks, "Scott?
Audrey?"
I reply, smiling, but this fades quickly when I see her face turned all serious. "Do you think it's okay if I let Evan and Owen see me? Naked too?" This one catches me off guard. I think about it for a few seconds and say, "Well, it's your body, little bit. So you decide who sees it or touches you. That's entirely up to you and to no one else but you. I know you're far from reckless, so I trust you'll always make the right decision."
"You really think that?"
"Thanks." She whispers and gives me a hug. "And it's a completely safe environment here, so I don't see any harm in it," I say and avoid asking about the reason why. "I do feel safe. And I think it'll be fun to see their reaction. And I think it's fair, I guess. That alone is not a very good reason to do this. But I get what you mean. After all this time together, it feels like a natural thing to do."
"Yeah. That's it.
That's what I mean. It feels like a logical step for me," Audrey smiles excitedly. "And I'd love to see their reaction too," I snicker.
"Yeah.
Do you think they'll get hard?" She whispers, and I can see her blush. 100%. They've never seen a beautiful girl like you naked. And considering their reaction when you were in your bikini, I'm sure they'll get hard and give you a lot of attention. I like the idea, but I'm also a little nervous about doing it. I mean, with you, it wasn't a big deal to me, but now I feel butterflies just thinking about it," she says softly.
"That's normal.
They're about your age, they're your friends, and a lot younger than me. Just remember, no one is forcing you to do this. And if you don't want to do it, fine. If you regret doing it, just put your clothes back on. If you need help, just ask. But don't feel pressured and take your time. That's all I have to say about it. The rest is up to you, Lil Bit. You're such a great guy," she says and dives in for another hug.
"Thanks.
You're not too bad yourself," I say and give her another kiss on her forehead. After lying like this for a few more minutes, I say, I'll go grab us breakfast and set the table on the porch.
See you in a second, I say as I get up, pull up my shorts, and grab my shirt.
I'll do my hair. See you outside. Be quiet, okay? I don't want to wake Luke and Miranda. Maybe the boys will, but that's out of our control. We need them in our team. I get it. Don't worry, she smiles, and after I let my eyes roam over her naked body one last time, I slowly open the bedroom door and head for the kitchen. Knowing some people on the island and calling in a few favors came in handy. When I booked the cabin, I arranged for the shed, usually used to store beach stuff, to be cleared out. The guy I know at the FedEx office placed all the clothes I sent him in the shed, and Tiago's wife made sure there were groceries in the fridge and cabinets. This way, we only had to unpack our suitcases when we arrived. Now we can start shooting without caring about all the other practical stuff. It didn't cost me much, and next time I'm here and have more time on my hand, I'll visit and thank them properly. After putting the breakfast stuff on the table, I look at the beach. Seeing it by full daylight again sure brings back some memories. I have to swallow a lump in my throat away as memories of Glenn fill my mind.
Morning, Mr. H. I hear behind me and see one of the boys walk onto the porch, dressed in his tight red boxer briefs.
Morning. Owen? I ask as my eyes roam over his body and prominent bulge. Evan, he mumbles and sits down on the nearest chair.
Morning, Evan. Ready for the big day?
Yeah. But it's early, so just give me a second please, he yawns. Hi guys, I hear Audrey say cheerfully as she walks onto the porch. I see Evan's eyes grow wide, and he seems instantly awake. So I turn to look at her and realize Audrey has already dropped her modesty. She's wearing her favorite hipster-style panties, only red instead of pink ones this time. Her small black bra covers her boobs, but that's all she's currently wearing. And she looks mighty fine like this.
M. Morning, Evan croaks.
Hey. Same color underwear. Audrey points out and sits down at the table as if she's done this a dozen times. Yeah, is all that comes out of Evan's mouth, his eyes glued to her body.
Morning.
Oh. Owen says as he joins us. He's in just his boxers too, only is he wearing bright green ones, which helps me to distinguish the two. His eyes roam over Audrey's body, and he stops scratching his ass as he's standing there.
You. Look great, Owen stammers.
Thanks. You too, she smirks. I figured that just wearing underwear is easier for the shoot. In the studio, you did that too, and I found it pretty efficient. And besides, you've seen me in my bikini already, so.
Yeah. We did. But.
Owen says softly.
But what?
Audrey asks innocently, but I know by now that she's just playing with them.
Never mind, Owen trails off but looks big eyes at his brother, who simply nods.
Breakfast itself is uneventful, but the boys keep stealing glances at Audrey while I keep glancing at all of them. After we're done, I quietly put the stuff in the kitchen, and we head out to the shed. It feels a bit odd to do this with three underwear-clad preteens at my side, but I don't complain. We grab the schedule Audrey and I created back home, and we select the clothes we need. Next, I set up my camera at the first location. Then, after making sure all the settings, composition, and lighting are correct, I instruct the kids to walk toward me and tell jokes to each other so they look all spontaneous and smiling. After the first set of pics, I see Miranda and Luke walk toward us. She's carrying a tray with drinks, and Luke is behind her with two chairs.
How's it going?
She asks as she hands me a mug filled with coffee and the soda to the kids.
Great. They're naturals.
I beam, genuinely glad about the way they act and the chemistry between the three of them. Miranda and Luke settle themselves on the chairs on the beach and watch us work. Thankfully, they don't interfere or comment on what we're doing. So I don't really care that they're watching. During the rest of the morning, we do all sorts of shoots in different combinations with the kids and in different locations. The last one of the day is on the porch of our condo. I glance over at Luke and Miranda, and they look pretty bored. They don't complain or anything, but it's clear they're not enjoying themselves very much. That's it for today. I call out. The kids high-five each other, and I see Owen nod toward me. Then, Audrey looks at me and asks, "We want to go swimming in the ocean. Is that okay?" I don't see why not, I say and look over at Luke. He just shrugs and says, "Have fun. Just make sure to stay in sight, okay?"
Okay.
Audrey says and quickly walks into the condo. "Will do, Dad," Evan says, and the boys head inside to change too. Miranda gets back from the kitchen with a glass of wine in her hand. She hands Luke and me a beer, and we settle down on the porch,
looking at the ocean. We sit like that for a few moments when the boys join us. They've got beach towels around their necks and are dressed in typical surfer board shorts. Combined with the shorts and the beach, their natural look seems so much more in place here than in Seattle. I inwardly laugh at that observation and just look at those extraordinary boys. But when Audrey opens the door and stands there in her black, sexy-as-fuck bikini with the towel in her hand, 8 male eyes immediately drink in every inch of her. "Ready?" she simply asks and starts walking toward the beach, showing off her tight body. "Hell yeah." Owen whispers so softly that only Evan and I can probably hear. "Ready." Evan croaks as he starts walking too. I notice both Miranda and Luke looking at Audrey. Judging by their looks and seeing Audrey walking around like this, I feel I need to say something about her bikini. "Bikinis these days are skimpier than I remember growing up," I say, with a fake embarrassment. "Nonsense." Miranda responds sternly, "Audrey looks great in it. No need to be embarrassed." She also tried on others, but this one was perfect according to the women at the shop. Audrey wanted this one, and if it's the latest fashion, who am I to judge? She does look fine in it.
"Yeah. She really does.
What do you think of it, honey?" Miranda asks, with a hint of scorn in her voice.
Luke stammers, and he seems a bit uncomfortable, and a look of guilt spreads across his face. Then he regains his confidence, clears his throat, and says, "You're magnificent with these kids, Scott. The way they're acting in front of your camera and the way you direct them is amazing. But, to me, it seems like it doesn't feel like work for them."
"Thanks. I appreciate it. I always try to work this way. When the models are comfortable, it always shows on film.
Always.
I think it's my job to make them feel that way. So I'm glad it's being noticed," I smile.
"You're amazing," Miranda adds.
"But despite the wonderful view, it's a little boring to us.
Right, dear?"
It's clear now that Miranda is toying a bit with Luke. But she also made a point here. So now I know I have to be careful how I look at these kids too, although I've got the excuse of the photographer's eye.
"Yeah. It is.
Besides getting food and drinks, isn't there something we can do to help?" Luke asks me. I pretend to think about it for a minute because having them around too closely will only disturb the shoot.
Actually, no.
And to be honest, it might disturb the chemistry. But besides that, I really don't have anything else to do.
"Sorry,"
I say with an apologetic face.
"I see.
And I guess you're right. It'll be a long week then, dear," Miranda says, smiling at Luke. "We can always go shopping tomorrow, but we'll be done in under an hour judging by the stores I've seen so far. And then we've still got a few days left."
"Ah well.
At least the weather and the view are great," Luke replies, trying to sound optimistic. "If you'd like, I can call an old friend that organizes guided tours through the jungle. These are multi-day trips, and you'll see all the beauty the north side of the island has to offer."
Luke immediately sits up straight and looks excitedly at Miranda. But by the look on her face, she has reservations about the idea.
"We knew this trip wasn't going to be the most exciting one, dear. We can't leave Scott and make him take care of our kids."
"Nonsense. Sure you can,"
I reply sternly. "It's your holiday too, and I can handle these three. So don't worry about that."
"See?" Luke says hopefully to Miranda.
"But what about the boys? They can be such a handful," she says, still trying, but it's clear she's starting to like the idea.
"What about them?
They're having so much fun with Scott and Audrey that they probably won't even notice we're gone."
"Well,
it does sound like fun," she says with a small smile forming around her mouth. Luke looks at me and nods. I grab my phone, dial the number, and after about 15 minutes, all the arrangements are made. It turns out that they're lucky because the following day, a trip is planned, and there's still room for them. They'll be gone for 3 nights in a row, but by then, they've seen all the beautiful places the island has to offer. They're being picked up at around 9, and they're told what kind of clothes to pack.
"Cheers,"
Miranda says after she grabs us 2 new beers and holds up her glass.
"Cheers,"
we say as our glasses touch. I smile, glad to have the 3 kids to myself. And as I look at the kids playing in the tide and seeing how much innocent fun they're having, a feeling of utter happiness washes over me. "Have fun," Owen says as Miranda and Luke get on the bus.
"Thanks.
And remember, you listen to Scott. If I hear that even one of you misbehaved, you're in for something," Miranda says with a stern look on her face.
"I know, Mom.
Don't worry. Just have fun out there," Evan replies. "Just call us if something happens, okay, Scott?" Miranda says in a last attempt to stay in control.
Of course. But there won't be anything. Trust me. So make sure to enjoy this trip, I smile.
I know perfectly well that calling her is useless. There won't be a signal anywhere in the jungle. And if there is, it'll take them at least 6 hours to get here. But I figure she likes the idea, so I let her be.
Come on, dear. We're leaving, Luke says and gently urges her into the bus. We watch as Miranda and Luke take their place on the bus. Then, as it starts pulling away, we wave at them and wait for it to disappear from sight.
Party time. Owen exclaims as he puts his hands in the air.
The hell it is, I smile, knowing he's joking. We've got work to do.
I know. I'm kidding. What's our schedule for today?
As we walk back toward the cabin, we talk about the plans for today. We've still got a few more regular clothes to shoot. I want to do a few swimsuit shots too today, but I think it's better to do these when the sun starts setting.
When we get to the shed, Audrey is the first to grab her clothes. I help the boys with their clothes, and as we turn around, I hear both boys suck in their breaths beside me. I look over at what they're looking at, and I see Audrey with her back toward us, completely naked except for her red hipster panties. She seems to be struggling with the tank top she's going to wear under her blouse, and it allows us to check her out thoroughly.
You okay there, little bit? I ask, ignoring the boys.
Yeah. It's just this stupid top. It's got multiple layers of overlapping fabric, and I can't get it right, she replies. She pretends to be angry, but I know her well enough by now to know she's faking it.
Do you need help? Owen asks, winking and smirking at his brother.
Yes, please. Audrey says, turns around, and walks toward us.
Owen stammers, suddenly seeming very insecure, but his eyes glued to Audrey's chest.
Oh. Audrey exclaims and suddenly stops moving while holding her tank top in front of her boobs, looking innocently at the boys. Then she asks, you don't mind, do you?
I am. No. No. Of course not, Owen says, clearly blown away by this, his tented underwear betraying him.
It's just that.
I didn't expect it. That's all.
Here, let me help you, Evan quickly says, walking over to Audrey and outsmarting his brother.
Thanks.
Audrey smiles and hands him her top. The boy's reaction is priceless. Both of them do their best not to look at Audrey's chest too openly, but looking at them from a distance, I can see they fail miserably at it. And seeing both boxer-clad boners is a big giveaway about how excited they are too. I see Audrey glance at me, and I give her a quick wink, bringing a sly smile to her face. Meanwhile, Evan's shaking hands have undone her tank top, and he says, "Hold up your arms." Audrey complies immediately, and Evan slides the top over her arms, pulls it down, and covers her chest.
"Thanks," she says and straightens her top.
"Don't mention it," Evan says, trying to keep his cool the best he can.
"You sure you're not offended by me?"
Audrey asks as she openly eyes their boners and makes it clear she noticed.
"You look amazing," Owen says without thinking.
After realizing what he said, he clears his throat and adds, "I mean, you don't mind seeing us naked, so why would we? We're all professionals here," he smiles, but his usual confidence is gone. I decide it's time to spring into action, so I say, "It's not uncommon to see other people naked during shoots.
Heck,
it'll be virtually impossible not to see the others while changing with the swimsuit shoots later on. I don't think anyone has issues with it, so why don't we just get it over with? There's nobody on the beach right now, and we're pretty secluded here between the shed and the cabin." I give them time to let my words sink in, and I quickly see the realization land with Evan. To get things moving, I start taking off my shirt, and after throwing it in the sand, I start sliding down my shorts.
"What?
Oh." Owen says as he sees my boxers come into view.
"Great idea, Scott."
Audrey chirps and starts taking off her top.
"Yeah.
Excellent." Evan says and slides down his boxers in record time. With a loud slap against his belly, his boner springs free, and he kicks his boxers aside. I hesitate slightly but figure I might as well join them so there won't be any more weirdness. So I slide down my boxers too, glad I'm still mostly soft, so I don't scare anyone. Owen lags behind, but the moment Audrey starts working on her panties, he kicks into gear too. A slap against his belly indicates he's naked too.
Moments later, we're all done, standing straight and looking at each other.
Both boys are stiff, and their gaze switches between Audrey and me but focuses mainly on Audrey's fabulous body. Audrey's eyes are glued on both preteen boners, and so are mine. They're tight, bronzed bodies look even hotter with these hard cocks sticking out from their groins. Owen, getting famous for his lack of filter when he talks, looks at Audrey and asks, "You don't have hairs yet?" and starts tugging at his own to prove his point. "I do. But those peeked out of my bikini, so Scott shaved them for me," Audrey says proudly.
"I like it."
Owen exclaims, "Will you shave me too, please?" he asks, looking at me. Already looking forward to it, I reply, "Of course." It makes shooting the Speedos easier too, and the three of them start smiling at the image of the incident in the studio. As Audrey stands there with her hands on her hips for all three of us to see, I feel a weird sense of pride washes over me. This timid little girl is starting to make her own conscious decisions and stands by them. And she looks mighty fine doing it. "Okay, guys. Take a good, long look at each other, so next time, hopefully, there won't be any more awkwardness," I say, drinking in the sight in front of me. After about a minute or so, I announce, "Right. I think this is enough for now. Grab your clothes and put them on, so we can head out to the end of the beach." We all start putting on our clothes, and I can feel that the little tension there was, is completely gone. Audrey and the boys are laughing and cracking jokes like nothing out of the ordinary has happened. I grab my camera bag, lock the shed, and start walking toward the end of the beach. The boys are walking to my right, carrying the bag with beach stuff, and Audrey is to my left, carrying a bag with clothes we need later. She grabs my hand without saying a word, and we keep walking like that. After a few moments of walking like this in silence, Audrey asks, "Did I cause you guys to get hard back there?"
"Well, duh."
Owen replies instantly, "I never saw a naked girl before, let alone such a beautiful one." He starts blushing when he realizes his mouth is faster than his brain again, but relaxes the moment Audrey giggles and says, "Thanks, Owen. That's sweet. Why did you do it too, Mr. H?" Evan asks as he kicks against a shell sticking out of the sand, helping out his brother. "I want the four of us to trust each other completely. And I think this undressing session is part of that circle of trust," I say, trying to sound smart and like it's normal to do before a shoot.
"You've got a big one," Owen says.
"Nah. I'm pretty average. A little thicker than most maybe, but that's all."
"You're bigger than our dad," Evan adds.
Okay, I reply, lost for anything else to say. When we get to the end of the beach, we arrive at the line of trees and bushes that seems a bit out of place here. Just like the first time I saw this years ago when Glenn and I were here, the thick foliage extends all the way down to the water's edge and maybe even thicker than I remember it.
"What's on the other side?"
Owen asks as I'm setting up my gear. The kids notice it as well.
"What's on the other side?"
Owen asks as I'm setting up my gear.
"I don't know. You can't go around it.
I remember Glenn said it probably extends all the way into the ocean, or maybe just a few rocks behind it.
I never checked.
Can we go and check it?" Evan asks excitedly. Audrey and Owen seem excited to check it out too, and I'm pretty curious about it myself. But I figure I can use this curiosity to my advantage, so I say, "Tell you what. When the shoot is done, and we've got some time left, we'll check it out.
Deal?"
"Deal.
What do you want us to do?" I start directing the kids, and they're all extremely cooperative. It's clear they all want to check out the mystery behind the trees because they tell each other to stay focused when someone isn't paying attention. This works exceptionally well, and before I know it, we're done. Judging by the sun, it's just a little past noon. So I check my phone, which confirms it.
"You are awesome, guys. We're ready for this morning," I smile and start putting my camera stuff in the bag.
"So we can go and check it out now?" Owen asks excitedly, already turning around.
"Wait,"
I exclaim, "not with these clothes. I don't want them to get damaged, so we need to get to the house and get changed first."
"But Scott,"
Audrey starts whining.
"You promised, Mr. H,"
Evan says, clearly disappointed.
"What if we just take off the clothes?"
Owen says, looking expectantly at me, causing the two other heads to turn and nod at me. It's a 5-minute walk to the house. I say, a bit surprised by their reaction.
"So?" Audrey asks, already unbuttoning her blouse.
"Okay then. If it's such a big deal."
I smile.
Within a few moments, all BY's clothes are off, placed inside the bag, leaving the three kids in their underwear. Four eyes are glued to Audrey's chest, but she pretends she doesn't notice. I insist they wear the shoes because I don't want anyone to get hurt, delaying the shoot because of that.
"Let's go,"
Owen says, and we start working our way through the thick foliage of the trees and bushes. It takes us a bit of time to find a path, and after a while of winding through the trees, light from the other side is visible through the trees.
I can see the end. Owen shouts as if we're in the middle of dense rainforest.
I guess the entire strip of the bush is about 50 feet wide, and despite what it looks like from the beach, it's not too difficult to pass through. The ground is mainly covered with the same sand as on the beach, and if you watch where you're going, you don't even need shoes to protect your feet.
Fucking hell. Owen exclaims as he clears the bushes.
Oh my.
Audrey says as she's right behind Owen.
Jesus.
I hear Evan say in front of me. And when I finally get out, I'm greeted by a magnificent piece of the island. Instead of the expected rocks, we're on a pristine beach. It's about 80 by 150 feet, with waves gently caressing the sand as they get to shore. Spread over the beach, a few palm trees provide some shadow, and the sand is almost white.
Glenn was right about the rocks. Because 20 to 30 feet from the shore, pointy rocks stick out of the water and break the waves. This is a highly secluded area, and it makes me feel like we found paradise on Earth.
This used to be a pirate hideout. Evan states with a certainty that's pretty amusing.
You might be right, I say, feeding his imagination.
Do you think there's a treasure buried over here?
Owen says with big eyes as he turns toward me.
Dunno. Might be. But pirates used to bury their treasures away from their home, I say, still trying to sound as hyped as them.
Yeah.
Guess you're right, Evan says, a bit disappointed. We all explore some more, and after about half an hour, I look over at Audrey. She walked ankle deep into the ocean and is now looking at something in the distance. Her back is toward me, and I notice only a few main colors are visible here on this beach and at this time of day. Mostly yellow and white, because of the beach and the sun. Due to this lack of more colors, her black hair and red panties really stand out. So I quickly grab my camera, and right at the moment I start snapping away, a gush of wind lifts her hair. I check the display on my camera and realize I accidentally made one of my best pictures ever. Both the composition and the subject in the picture look spotless. I need to check it out on my computer, but I'm pretty confident about this one, even though I can only check it on this tiny screen. After a few more minutes, all three kids gather around me. I look at them and ask, "Time for some lunch?"
"Yeah.
I'm getting hungry," Evan says, rubbing his belly to emphasize his point. After our trip through the bushes, we walk back toward the cabin. Audrey quickly slips on her blouse to cover herself up, just in case. We all talk excitedly about the private beach we found.
"Can't we just have lunch here?"
Audrey asks as we enter the cabin.
"Yeah," Evan chips in, "I don't feel like getting dressed and walking all the way over to the boulevard."
"Sure.
We've got plenty of stuff to eat in here," I answer, not too fond of getting out either. So I prepare some sandwiches with Audrey helping me. And after we're done eating and just chilling on the porch, I say, "I think we might as well do the afternoon swimsuit shoot on our newly found private beach. There are lots of nice shadows and backgrounds over there too. What do you think?"
"Yeah."
They all nod in agreement. The boys clean up, and we chill some more in the shadow of our porch. I feel delighted about our current situation and let out a deep sigh. Audrey looks over and smiles, her blouse open with parts of her boobs showing.
"I'm glad we did what we did earlier," she says, smiling at us.
"Me too," Evan adds, immediately catching on to what Audrey's talking about.
"Good to hear," I say. "And I'm glad you're comfortable around each other like that. I've been at shoots where nudity was a real issue, and they all went horribly wrong."
"Yeah. About that."
Owen trails off, and a sly smile appears around his lips.
"Yeah. About that."
Owen trails off, and a sly smile appears around his lips. I notice Evan smiling too, but I don't have a clue where this is going. When I glance over at Audrey, I'm glad to see she seems clueless too.
"Well, we're doing swimsuits this afternoon, and something might peek out," he says, making air quotes with the word something.
"Oh,"
I say, suddenly catching on.
"Can you shave me before we do that shoot, please?"
Owen continues, the smile never leaving his face and his dick clearly growing.
I don't see why not, I reply, inwardly jumping with joy.
"Will you do me too?"
Evan adds quickly.
"Can I watch?"
Audrey says almost at the same time.
"Whoa. Relax.
One at a time," I chuckle.
"Sure, Evan. No problem.
And Audrey, that's not up to me."
"Sure.
You can watch."
"I don't care," Owen says, and Evan nods at that.
"That's settled then.
Let's get to the bathroom," I say, standing up. The bathroom isn't big enough for the four of us. So as I start rummaging through my stuff to look for the right razor, I instruct Owen to get in the shower stall and leave the curtain open. Evan and Audrey can look from the doorway. I turn around, and Owen is just standing there in his green boxers, looking expectantly at me. I smile at him and point at his boxers. "Off they go," I say. Owen doesn't hesitate, hooks his thumbs in the waistband, and slides them down. When his dick comes into view, I'm a bit surprised to see he's still soft. I blame it on the fact that he's probably a bit anxious about what's going to happen. "Grab the shower head and make sure the water is lukewarm. That's more comfortable for you and easier to shave," I snicker. Moments later, and after checking out his cute bubble butt again, he turns around. "Now what?" he asks. "Make sure your pubes, penis, balls are nice and wet," I say as I grab the can of shaving foam. Owen is being his typical self and is making a show out of it. He accidentally sprays some water on Audrey and Evan but stops once he sees the stern look on my face. "Do you want to apply it yourself?" I ask as I hold up the can. He looks questionably at me and shakes his head. "No. You do it. I don't know how that stuff works. You know that means that I have to touch you. You know. Down there." I say to clarify things and ensure I won't get into trouble. "Yeah. So what?" Owen says, clearly not seeing any issues with it. "I'm just saying." I trail off, very excited to the prospect of touching his heavenly body. I spray some cream on my hand, and Owen watches intensely as it expands in my hand. I get on my knees in front of him, and I'm treated with the best view yet of his gorgeous cock. I look up and ask, "Ready?" A simple nod is all I get, and I start rubbing the foam all around his dick and over his almost hairless sack. Within seconds, he's hard as a rock and mumbles, "I'm sorry," just loud enough for me to hear. "Don't worry about it," I answer just as softly. I rub around a little more and grab my razor in my right hand. I reach out with my left to take hold of the first preteen boner I've held in my hands for years. Right before I take hold of it, I look up at Owen, and a simple nod is all the confirmation I get and all I need to start. "Why are you hard, Owen?" I hear Audrey ask behind me, right before my fingers wrap around Owen's boyhood. "He can't help it, little bit. With all the action down here and you guys watching." "Oh. Really?" she asks, surprised. "Yeah. Can't help it," he says, but he doesn't seem ashamed. "But it's much easier to shave this way," I lie and wink at Owen. Having waited long enough now, I take hold of Owen's boner and love how it feels in my hand. The hardness of it surprises me, and I just have to give it a slight wink. The gasp above me makes me smile, and I start shaving. I move his boner around during the shaving session to provide me with room to shave. I love the feeling of his hard tube between my fingers, and I know I'm overdoing it, but I just can't help it. The moment I think it's no longer believable to keep going, I lay down my razor and give him one more slow wink. "Time to clean it up," I say and gently take the shower head to wash him clean. I also take my time with this, and I boldly take hold of his balls, lift them and pretend I need to wash them thoroughly too. "All done," I say, feeling a bit sad it's over already. "How's it feel?" Owen starts probing around with his fingers and starts giggling. "I feel like a little boy again," he says and looks at his brother. "You do it too, dude." Evan shrugs and asks, "You'll do me too, right?" "Oh, I'll do you, all right. Just tell me where and when," I think to myself. But instead, I say, "Of course. Get over here." The process is basically the same. He starts out soft, and once I start, he's hard within seconds. After I clear the hairs over and around the birthmark, I hear Audrey and Owen chuckling. They're laughing because of how he looks now, but they quickly focus on Evan and me. Working on my second preteen cock has gotten me pretty worked up. I know that no one can see it, but my straining boner is starting to leak pre-cum. I can only hope my boxers will absorb enough so it won't show through my shorts. After I'm done with Evan, and all three of them are giggling like schoolgirls when they check out the result, I get up. "You too, Mr. H," Owen exclaims. "Yeah," Audrey exclaims enthusiastically. I smile at them and shrug. "Okay. I don't see why not, warming up to the idea. It makes your dick look bigger," Owen says and looks down at his crotch. "We'll help you, Mr. H," Evan says as he picks up the razor. "Thanks, but no thanks. No offense, but I don't want a bloodbath in here," I smile, and Evan realizes I'm right. "We can apply the foam and rinse," Owen says, stepping forward. It's. I stammer, lost for words and needing a way out so they won't see my boner. "He's just embarrassed that he's hard," Audrey says, still standing in the doorway with her eyes on my crotch. Owen and Evan look me in my eyes, and Owen asks, "So what? You said yourself that it's no big deal."
"Yeah. And it's even easier to shave that way," Evan chips in. Not seeing a quick way out, I give in. I lift my shirt and drop my shorts and boxers in one move. Both boys' eyes grow wide as my dick slaps against my belly.
"Whoa. It's huge," Owen says, openly checking out my boner.
I try but stop my protest as Evan gently pushes me toward the shower. Owen grabs the shower head and starts spraying around my dick and balls. In the meantime, Evan takes the can with shaving cream and sprays it on his hand. Owen holds up his hand when he's done with the water, and he's given a big glob too. They look at each other, and without words, they start covering my pubes, dick, and balls in a thick coat of shaving cream. The feeling of four small hands rubbing around my most sensitive area is magnificent. I can barely hold back a moan, and when I look over at Audrey, she is smiling broadly, alternating her gaze between the action between my legs and the boys' naked backsides.
"Here you go, Mr. H," Owen says as he hands me the razor. I look down at the boys, and their identical faces are focused on my dick. The idea of this audience so close is extremely hot, so I decide to go for it. I make a bit of a show out of it and point my dick from left to right, up and down, and everything in between. When I start working on my balls, I place my dick against my belly and smile at their wide-open eyes and looks of concentration on their faces. I've always focused on my manscaping because I hate a big bush. Thankfully, I'm not too hairy down there, but still. So because I don't have to cut away an entire forest, I'm done relatively quickly.
"All done," I say, looking down. Owen immediately starts spraying off the remaining shaving cream, and before I can react, both hands are feeling around my now bare pubes and are cupping my hairless balls.
"All smooth, Mr. H," Evan says after they thoroughly checked if I did a decent job.
"Thanks," I smile, flushed by all the attention they gave me. And as if nothing weird has happened, the boys grab their boxers, pull them up, and walk away while chatting with Audrey. Now that I'm all alone in the bathroom, I take a deep breath and let the event sink in. I let my racing heart calm down, putting on my clothes. After cleaning up, I feel relaxed enough to leave the bathroom and join the kids on the porch.
"When does the next shoot start, Mr. H?" Evan asks as I sit down next to him at the table. I look up to check where the sun currently is and say, "We can go now if you're ready."
"Yes," Owen exclaims.
"Just make sure to grab the beach toys to liven up the shoot, okay? And the big blanket.
Oh.
And the sunscreen just in case. Audrey and I will grab the clothes we need for this one." After I lock the cabin, we start walking back toward the bush at the end of the regular beach. Owen and Audrey walk in front of me, talking about some video game they're both playing. I see Evan dropping back a little, and he ends up walking next to me.
"It feels a bit weird," he says and scratches his pubic bone.
"Yeah.
It takes a little getting used to," I reply. "I didn't know I got used to my hair so quickly. I like the way it looks now, though," he adds.
"I do too," I say as I feel a blush spread across my face and avoid his look.
"I liked helping you," Evan almost whispers. "I've never touched another guy's junk before.
And I really like what you did. You were pros. But I know what you mean. I like doing it to you too.
At first, I was afraid it might be weird, but it never was," I respond and look at him despite my flushed face.
Audrey talked to us about your Pintar pics. I was wondering. Can we do some of these too?" Evan says after we walk quietly for a bit.
"I don't think your mom will," I say after thinking about it for a few moments.
"Mom doesn't have to know," Evan immediately interrupts me.
We stop walking, and I look at him. His face is dead serious, and he seems more determined than I've seen him before.
"Did Audrey tell you what's the common dress code during these shoots?" I ask, trying to size him up.
"Yeah. And I think that's the most fun part of it," he chuckles.
"And the artistic contribution we make, of course," he quickly adds with a big smile across his face.
"I'll think about it.
But, first, we need to finish the shots we're here for," I say, but I already have a few compositions in my head, and I warm up to the idea quickly.
"We're here,"
Owen shouts as he's waiting with Audrey for us in front of the bush. We work our way through the foliage, and once we get to the other side, I'm impressed again with how unique this spot is. Audrey lays out the swimsuits they need to wear in the proper order. Moments later, I'm looking at three naked kids again. They're chatting and laughing, seemingly not caring about the nudity. But I can see them stealing glances at each other, which isn't strange, of course. After I'm done with my camera,
We start shooting mood shots with these new swimsuits. It takes us longer than expected, but I'm delighted with the results. All planned swimwear sets look great as far as I can see on the small camera screen. As I'm checking my camera, Audrey walks up to me and asks softly, "Can we do a Pintar shoot now, please? I love the atmosphere here, and Owen and Evan want to do it too." I look at her, and her puppy eyes make my heart melt. But during the shoot, I had already made up my mind to do this.
"Are you sure, little bit?"
"Oh yeah. Will you do it?" "Hey, guys. You want to do that Pintar shoot now?" I shout out at the boys.
"Are you shitting me?"
"Of course," Owen says as his face lights up. "Let's do it," I say and change the memory card in my camera. The three of them look at me for directions. I smile at the nervous looks on their faces and realize they need me to take the lead.
"All right.
First, spread out the big blanket on the sand," I say to Audrey. Owen and Evan immediately start helping her, glad to have something on their hands. They first spread it out in the middle of the beach, but I gently urge them to place it in the shadow of a palm tree.
"Now what?"
Owen asks me, and I glance at his Speedo, which has barely enough room to hide his hard-on.
"Now.
It's naked time," I say to the three of them and smile as they waste no time getting undressed. Audrey and I check out two boners while the boys' eyes roam all over Audrey's body. I can almost feel the tension in the air. So I quickly direct them to their first pose. With the ocean in the background, I instruct the boys to stand with their backs toward me, legs spread widely and their feet touching. Audrey's body toward me, legs spread too with her body between the twins and her feet in the middle between each boy's feet. This way, there's a lovely tangle of legs where it's difficult to see who's who.
"Okay, Evan.
You put your left arm in front of Audrey's body to cover her boobs. Owen, you use your left hand and cover her vagina. A little higher, Evan." It takes me a while to get them in the correct position, but once everything is in place and Audrey puts her head between her shoulders and looks up at the sky, I start taking my pics. It takes me a few minutes to get them appropriately aligned in the middle of the frame and with the correct lighting, but the kids don't move an inch, so the results are promising. The next shot is with Audrey on her knees, looking intensely at the camera. The boys face each other, foreheads touching and their eyes closed. Audrey's head obscures the boys' dicks from view, and with Audrey covering her boobs with her hands, I've created another tasteful pic with three nude kids.
"Do you care if it's a bit more intimate?"
I ask, looking at Audrey.
"No.
Definitely not.
What do you have in mind?"
"Do you?" I ask, looking at the boys but already knowing the answer. They look wickedly at me with smiles splattered across their faces and wordlessly nod. I instruct Audrey to stand and face the camera with her legs spread about 40 inches apart. Next, I tell Owen to stand to her left, facing her, with Evan on her other side.
"Owen?"
I ask, and he looks at me.
"Pussy or boob?"
"Huh?" he asks with a questioning face.
"Pussy,"
Evan immediately responds. Evan gets pussy, I chuckle.
"Think fast, dude."
He laughs at his brother. "Owen, you cup one of Audrey's breasts," I say, and his face turns into a mix of excitement and fear.
"Is that okay with you?"
he asks, looking at Audrey.
"Of course, silly."
She smiles, takes his hand, and places it directly on her right boob. I can almost hear Owen swallow, but his twitching dick shows he's all too happy to touch his first tit. "Evan, you grab her vagina firmly."
Evan looks nervously at Audrey, and her slight nod is all the encouragement he needs.
His hand slides down over her belly until his fingers slide between her legs and his hand is fully covering her pussy. I see his fingers move as he starts gripping his first ever pussy.
"Ooh,"
Audrey moans softly, and both boys look anxiously at me as if they did something wrong. I just smile and wink, which puts them at ease. Then, seeing the twitching boners, I decide to turn up the heat. "Audrey, now you grab their penises and point them toward your hips. If that's okay with you guys, of course." "Uh-huh," is all that comes out of Evan's throat, which is more sound than his brother can produce, who simply nods. I see a slight hesitation in Audrey's moves, but when she realizes the opportunity she's given, both her hands wrap around two similar dicks. The look on her face is priceless, and judging by the two moans, the twins like it a lot too.
"Perfect,"
I say and start snapping away, and after a few moments, I decide to turn it up a notch.
"Can you guys start moving your hands a little?"
I ask, and I'm greeted with three wide-eyed faces. "I want it to look more natural. It's way too static this way," I smile and wink at Audrey. I feel pretty worked up from watching them, so I figure this is an excellent way to push them a bit further. The faces turn to smiles, and Owen massages Audrey's boob and pinches her nipple before I know it. Evan is working his hand up and down over Audrey's pussy, and Audrey seems in heaven while she's basically jacking two young cocks simultaneously. This is awesome, guys. Just a few more, I encourage them as I walk around to get the best pictures possible. Soft, low moans and groans come from their throats. I am stiff as a board from watching this, and I take as many pictures as possible. That's it. The Pintar shots are done for today, I call out. Not surprisingly, the kids are a bit disappointed by this, and the looks on their faces say it all. Apparently, me calling quits is their cue to let go of each other and step back. Really? It was just starting to get fun. Audrey whines. Yeah. Owen smirks. Well. If you want, you can do more. Sexy stuff, I say and pretend I'm blushing. These just won't be regular Pintar shots. What do you mean? Evan asks, a drop of pre-cum glistening in the sun at the tip of his boner. Oh, I don't know. Judging by your moans and looking at your faces, you must be pretty horny by now. So why don't you lay down on the blanket and do your thing there, I say, emphasizing the last bit of the sentence. Audrey looks at the boys, and not seeing them move makes her take the lead this time. She lies down on the middle of the blanket and spreads her legs a bit. Her hand immediately moves down to her pussy as she looks at the boys. Come on. It'll be fun doing this together, she smiles with a flush spreading across her face and upper chest. This seems to snap Evan and Owen out of it. They quickly move over to the blanket too, and they each lay down on one side of Audrey. Owen looks down at Audrey's hand between her legs and grips his boner. Evan looks at both of them, then at me, and asks, "You sure about this? Go for it. Pretend I'm not here and do whatever feels natural." Owen didn't wait for my confirmation and is slowly stroking his boner with his eyes fixed on Audrey's body. Evan starts going to town too, and Audrey switches her gaze between the two identical boys in their intimate act of self-pleasure. After a few moments, their moans start to increase, and I can see Audrey is entirely into it. I'm standing between her legs and move a bit closer. She doesn't seem to notice, and I bring my camera within a few inches of her probing fingers and spread pussy lips. It's an extremely lewd picture, but judging by the pressure inside my pants, also a scorching hot one. Since I'm down at their feet, I snap close-up shots from both fist-wrapped boners, and no one seems to notice me doing this. I feel a steady flow of pre-cum oozing out of my rock-hard boner and an incredible urge to join their masturbation session. But the desire to document all this is stronger, so I just keep on snapping away. Ooh. Ooh. Owen starts moaning. I quickly get closer to him and make sure to have his midsection in the frame. It starts just below his balls and ends around his belly button. In the background, Audrey's hand on her pussy is blurry but clearly visible. Ah. Owen moans and holds his dick firmly at the base. I press the shutter button, and my camera starts taking shot after shot in burst mode. The moment his cum starts shooting from his dick, I hear Evan moan too, but I don't want to miss anything of this hot boy's ejaculation. Owen lets go of his dick, and I take a few more pics from his leaking boner and the three small puddles of cum on his belly. Evan's moans increase, so I get to my feet, adjust the frame and focus, and make sure I don't miss his cum. This overview shot of the three young bodies with one of the boys shooting his sperm, and the other with traces of his own cum on his belly, is beyond hot. I notice Audrey has stopped the action between her legs and is focused on both shooting boys. I know she must be horny as hell by now because I am too, and I haven't even touched myself. After Evan is done coming, he lays there panting like an old dog with his eyes shut. Audrey glances over to Owen, who lays next to her with a big grin on his face but still enjoying the afterglow of his orgasm. Audrey winks at me, smirks, and moves her head down to Owen's midsection. I hold the camera in front of my face again, so I won't miss a thing from what Audrey is planning. As she starts licking the cum from Owen's body, he looks down at his belly with a surprised look on his face. But when Audrey grabs his dick and matter-of-factly slides her mouth over it, his eyes grow wide as saucers, and my camera doesn't stop shooting. There. All clean, she says to Owen after his dick pops free from her mouth. When she moves over to Evan to do the same, Evan's eyes fly open the moment she licks around his belly button and moans loudly when his dick enters her mouth. After she's done, she looks at me and asks, "Is it okay if I want to do more?" Of course, little bit. But they have to agree too, I say and nod my head toward the two bronzed, naked and hard Adonises. She doesn't wait for an answer and throws herself at Owen. She gives him a firm hug and crawls on top of him with her legs on each side of his body and her wet pussy mere inches above his hard dick. She leans down, looks him in the face, and starts kissing him pretty hardcore. I stand at their feet, and seeing Owen's boner so close to Audrey's pussy, makes me realize she's not leaving this island as a virgin. Evan is looking at the two, and he just smiles. There's not even a hint of jealousy on his face, just lust and affection. Then, moments later, I see Audrey gripping her legs firmly around Owen's hips, and she rolls to her left, taking Owen with her. Audrey is back at her initial spot, but now Owen is lying on top of her in a traditional missionary position. The sexual tension in the air is palpable, but none of the three kids seem to notice. Audrey gently directs Owen's face toward one of her tits, and once Owen gets the idea, his face moves down, and he latches onto Audrey's left boob. Once his lips close around her hard, pointy nipples, a big moan escapes her lips, and she pushes her chest forward. Encouraged by this, Owen starts alternating between her left and right boob, and his whole body wiggles on top of Audrey. By now, Owen's dick is a bit further away from Audrey's pussy, but it'll only take a little movement to line him up. So I decide to keep standing at their feet to have the best seat in the house. I keep snapping some pictures, and as Evan starts moving too, I focus on his face. Audrey looks to her right and sees Evan closing in. She grabs Owen's head to urge him on to keep sucking her tits, and she turns her head toward Evan, and they start kissing furiously. Evan turns to his side and needs a place to put his arm. So he moves it on top of his brother's back but pulls back the moment he realizes it's his brother. I laugh inwardly at this and figure we need to quickly do something about this apprehension. It isn't the time or place to do it now, but I want to see these two get busy too at one time, but I know we need to take it slowly at the moment. After a few minutes of this hot action, Audrey and Evan stop kissing, and she looks down at the tit-sucking boy. A sly smile appears in the corner of her mouth, and she starts pulling at Owen's hair. He looks up at her and immediately gets the idea. He moves up on Audrey's body to start kissing her again. I zoom in between their legs, and as his dick inches closer and closer to her pussy, I feel a tingle in my balls and realize my pre-cum is oozing out in a steady flow. When Owen's dick slides up over Audrey's dripping pussy, both kids moan loudly into each other's mouths. Audrey's hands grab both his ass cheeks, and she squeezes them tightly. Owen's dick slides back down, and I can see its underside is coated with Audrey's juices. He instinctively slides back up, but the top of his dick gets caught in Audrey's entrance. The moment this happens, he stops and immediately sits back on his feet, leaving Audrey with a questioning look on her face. Owen gets up, and I can see tears forming in his eyes, but I don't have a clue why.
He steps back, and as a tear flows down his cheek, he stammers, I didn't mean to.
I wasn't. I'm sorry, Audrey. Audrey props herself up on her elbows and looks questionably at Owen. I step in, put a hand around his shoulder, and hold him close to me. You didn't do anything wrong, I softly say to him. But I was about to. Fuck her. He whispers back, already a bit calmer. Yeah. You were, Audrey says and smiles at the troubled boy. See? Owen responds and looks at me with big eyes. But I want you to fuck me. Audrey continues, alternating her look between the twins. You do? Owen says as I feel his shoulders relax. I let go of Owen and step a bit closer to Audrey. She smiles broadly, and the look on the boys' faces is one of disbelief. Yeah. Audrey and I talked about it, and as long as everyone is doing this out of their free will and no one is forced, I don't see why you guys shouldn't do it. Really? Both boys reply simultaneously. Ha! Really? Audrey laughs. It's my first time too, and I know you'll be careful and won't hurt me. Of course we won't hurt you. Owen exclaims, and I notice his dick has gone soft. You're good. Don't worry. And I know I want to have sex with you. Evan says excitedly. You, dude? He asks his brother. Yeah. Me too. Owen replies, a little more hesitant. You want to continue, or do you want me to go first? Evan asks his boner twitching with anticipation. Owen looks down at his soft dick and then at his brother's. Audrey has an I don't care look on her face and is beaming with anticipation. You do it, dude. You're the oldest, so I guess it's your birthright, he chuckles. As Evan scoots over to Audrey and settles his body between her legs, she extends her arms toward Owen and says, come here. Owen gets on his knees next to Audrey, and they hug tightly. Audrey kisses him firmly on his lips while Evan has the decency to wait for them to finish. Will you hold my hand? I'm a bit nervous, she softly asks Owen after they break their kiss. Owen grabs her hand as his brother lowers himself down on top of Audrey's body. I position myself in a spot where I can see the penetration and keep a good look at Audrey's face to check on how she's doing.
Now what?
Evan asks insecurely after laying his lower body down on Audrey's but keeping his torso away from her with his hands on the blanket.
Just hug, kiss, and rub your bodies against each other. You'll both know when you're ready.
Just take your time, I say soothingly. Evan lowers his face and starts kissing Audrey. She puts her free hand on his back but quickly moves it down to cup his firm little ass.
As Evan's dick slides up and down over Audrey's soaking wet, slippery pussy, they start moaning loudly. After a few moments of this, Audrey's hand leaves Evan's ass and moves between them, where she grabs Evan's dick.
I see her lining him up while Evan holds still and sucks in a breath when his dickhead touches the entrance of Audrey's pussy. I quickly take a few pics before saying, "Push it in slowly, Evan. And try to relax, a little bit."
I feel torn between two feelings. Watching these preteen kids lose their virginities is extremely hot and sexy. But my inner caretaker wants to protect Audrey from it. Thankfully, my mind tells me there's no need to worry. Audrey wants this, and the boy taking her virginity is lovely and caring. So I keep telling myself there's no need to worry. As I watch Evan's butt muscles tighten, his 12-year-old cock slowly slides inside Audrey's equally preteen pussy.
Ooh. I hear both kids moan.
Audrey's hand is back on squeezing Evan's ass, and Owen is watching wide-eyed at what's happening in front of him.
I feel you slide in.
Ah. Audrey moans while panting heavily and spreading her legs even further.
Ooh. This.
I, oh, Audrey. Evan grunts. I see he's all the way inside Audrey's pussy now, and he's holding perfectly still. I quickly take close-up shots from between their legs where their genitals are merged into one.
I, ooh. Audrey pants.
As I get up to take pictures of their faces, Evan looks at me and asks between pants, "Do I move it out now?"
"Yeah.
But not completely out. Leave the tip inside. And then back in," I smile, glad to assist these wonderful kids during their first intercourse. Owen is still holding on to Audrey's hand, which is adorable, but I signal with my head to let it go and softly say, "Let them enjoy this together. I've got a feeling you're next." Audrey's look is a bit unfocused, and her mouth is slightly open, which are both good signs. All the time, I kept one eye on Audrey's face to see how she's doing, but it's clear she's enjoying every second of it up until now. After hearing me talking to Owen, she looks at him and nods. But before she can say anything, her eyes cross, and another loud moan escapes her lips. I look down and see Evan already pushed back and is all the way inside her again. I watch him move and see he's moving in and out very slowly. The look on Audrey's face is one of pure bliss, but I can also see a hint of frustration.
"You can move faster. You won't break her," I say as I look at him, following a drop of sweat from his forehead down his cheek.
"I can?" he asks, looking down at Audrey.
"Oh yes. Please." She almost shouts.
Needing no more encouragement, Evan starts picking up the pace, slapping his pelvis hard against Audrey's. Seeing their bare pubes mashed together, I know I have to take shots of that too. So I put my camera in front of my face, and I take a series of burst shots of three in and out motions from Evan. But hearing him moan, I know he won't last much longer, so I take my position to take shots of both their faces when he comes inside a girl for the very first time.
"Oh. Oh. Oh. Ah."
Evan shouts and pushes firmly inside Audrey for one last time, where he holds perfectly still. It doesn't take a genius to realize what's happening, and I'm recording it all with my camera. Audrey looks up at Evan with a big grin across her face, but I see she isn't coming yet. As Evan's ass cheeks relax, I see him catching his breath, and as he opens his eyes, a huge grin spreads across his face too.
"That was awesome,"
he exclaims and gives Audrey a tender kiss on her lips.
"Yeah.
This is amazing," Audrey says and looks all hyped at me.
"You gotta try it too, dude,"
Evan says while looking at his brother. When he realizes what he's saying, he glances down at Audrey with a guilty look on his face and stammers, "I mean, if that's okay with you, of course."
"Yeah. Of course. Move over, Evan," Audrey says, nodding furiously.
I look at Owen, and I'm glad to see he's ready for it. His young dick stands up proudly from his groin, and his nervousness seems to be gone. Evan slides back on the blanket, and his glistening dick has gone a little soft, but not by much. As Owen crawls between Audrey's spread legs, she extends her arms to give him another firm hug. Owen gets the hint, lays himself down on her, and they passionately kiss each other. His hips are grinding again, and his hard dick is inches away from Audrey's opening. This time, he doesn't waste any time and starts humping against her.
I see Audrey's flushed face, and within seconds, she reaches down between their bodies to line up the second dick within minutes that's ready to enter her.
Ready? She asks with a hoarse voice while placing her hands on his butt.
Evan sits down next to me, and his glistening, half-hard dick looks delicious. It takes me a bit of willpower to prevent me from licking it clean, but the spectacle in front of us is enough to keep me from molesting this wonderful boy.
Just do it, dude. Evan says with a comforting voice.
Ooh. Owen moans as he starts sliding in. His tight butt pushes down, and I scoot over to get another pick of young, joined genitals. Since Owen paid attention when his brother lost his virginity, he starts pulling back once he's completely inside. This makes for another great series of picks. Right then and there, I realize that watching preteen kids fuck for the first time in their lives is something I'll never grow tired of. Despite this realization, I know that my main focus is documenting how another young boy loses his virginity. Before I know it, he's pistoning in and out of Audrey's pussy, and as their bare pubes slap against each other, loud moans come from both their throats. Owen lasts a bit longer than his brother, but after a little over a minute, I hear low grunts coming from his throat, and the force of his thrusts increases. But when I look at Audrey, I see a familiar look on her face. As Owen pushes in firmly for his last thrust, I see her eyes cross, and her body shakes.
Ah.
She practically screams and digs her fingertips firmly in Owen's ass cheeks.
Huh.
Is the low groan coming from Owen's throat? I take close-up shots of Owen's face as his orgasm hits him. The look on his face is absolutely priceless, and I feel a sense of pride and gratitude for being able to witness and document this.
This is hot.
Evan whispers beside me, and I notice he's hard again, wishing I was still his age.
Yeah.
I whisper back and continue taking pictures. Owen buries his head between Audrey's neck and shoulder, and they both lay there panting heavily as they try to regain their breaths.
Oh.
I feel some sperm leaking out.
Audrey giggles.
I quickly move between their legs and take the best pictures of the entire session. Owen's dick is buried inside Audrey's pussy. Above his tight ballsack and around his dick, some sperm leaks out, dribbling toward Audrey's ass, and some drip on the blanket.
Are you okay?
Owen asks after a few moments.
I'm more than okay.
Audrey exclaims, hugs Owen, and indicates Evan to join them.
As the three of them hug each other, I make sure to capture this affectionate moment of joy between them. After a few moments, Owen pulls back and lies down next to Audrey. Evan joins him on her other side, and as they lay there relaxing in the shade, I snap the last pic of the session and sit down on the blanket.
How was it, little bit?
It's absolutely amazing. It didn't hurt at all.
They were careful.
I do feel a bit stretched down there, but in a good way. And it's even better than when you eat me out. She blabbers on, holding her hand in front of her mouth the moment she realizes what she said. I glance over at both boys, and they just smile. Then, Owen winks at me and says, "We figured you did some of this together." And I get it. She's just too cute.
Yeah.
Wheel.
You know you can't talk about all this, right?
I ask, feeling a bit of panic about it.
Of course.
Don't worry, Mr. H, your secret is safe with us. Evan says reassuringly.
Yeah.
You're the coolest guy we know, so just chill, okay?
Owen adds.
Thanks, guys.
Who's hungry?
I ask, trying to change the subject and not make a big fuss about their first fucks. The kids get dressed as I put my camera gear in my bag, and we grab our stuff. The three of them are chatting excitedly about how it felt and how much they liked it. But once we clear the line of trees and walk toward the cabin, their conversation is back to video games and movies they like, as if nothing weird has happened. The shower is free, Audrey says, walking in while drying her hair. Evan gets up, and as he walks by Audrey, he openly checks out her naked body, which causes Audrey to smile seductively. We're sitting on the porch with a table filled with dirty dishes. We've had an excellent spaghetti and meatball dinner, which was gratefully devoured by the four of us. I drank almost 4 glasses of white wine during dinner, which is more than I usually drink. But figuring it's a sort of holiday and the chill vibe I'm getting from the kids and the island, I figured I could do this for once. I'm feeling relaxed, and as I watch the beach, the ocean, and the setting sun, I feel privileged to be here with these three amazing kids. I'm in my swimming trunks and a shirt. Owen put on his underwear after his shower, but I think he's regretting it when he sees Audrey staying naked. Surprisingly, there's absolutely no one on the beach at this time of day, so I don't care how the kids are dressed.
So,
you ate her out. Owen says out of the blue, and a big grin is plastered across his face. I feel a slight panic building up inside,
but luckily, Audrey comes to the rescue.
Yeah. He did.
And I gave him a blowjob. It's fantastic. She says without any expression other than compassion for me on her face.
I thought so.
I want to learn how to do that too, Owen responds. I simply smile, but Audrey sees an opportunity, so she says, if you want to learn how to do more sex stuff, you can try it with me. Scott can help us if we have questions. She says extremely enthusiastically.
Really? Can I?
Owen says surprised, and looks at me. Like I said earlier, as long as everyone involved is okay with it, I don't see a problem, I respond, glad we're not talking about me eating out Audrey anymore. I want to learn everything. Owen says like an absolute stud with the emphasis on everything and asks, what else can we do? I see him looking at me and see Audrey's questioning expression too. So I figure I might as well be honest and name it all.
There's intercourse, or fucking, obviously.
There's oral like a blowjob or eating out a girl. Anal, of course. You can do a threesome. I say and see Evan coming onto the porch, naked as the day he was born.
Or foursome.
He simply says, looking at me as he sits down at the table with his damp hair.
Of course.
Audrey says as if she just had an epiphany.
Yeah. Owen adds. You should join us.
I can't.
I mean.
You are.
I stammer.
Oh. You promised you'd think about it.
Audrey whines.
Look, I say seriously to all three of them, I'm basically Audrey's parent in the eyes of the law. And you guys are at an age where no judge will have mercy on me. So I just can't, I say as I try to be as serious as possible.
Owen looks questionably at me, and after a few moments, he says, but no one but the four of us will know.
Yeah. Evan chips in, I think it'll be fun, and you can teach us a whole lot. I'd love to do all the stuff you just said.
See?
Audrey says with a big smirk across her face.
I don't know.
I try, but my straining boner is betraying me as these three kids are practically begging me to have sex with them. I know I should say no. My mind tells me I shouldn't do it. But my heart tells me something else. I glance over at Audrey and realize I can still protect her, even when we've had sex. It feels like a wall crumbling down around my inhibitions, and as more of that wall goes down, the more I feel the excitement of joining these three kids' sexual development. I remember the joys I've had with Glenn and how it helped me become the person I am today. And when that realization hits me, I make a deal with myself to keep everything as safe, pleasant, and open as Glenn did with me. With that promise in the back of my mind, I can practically hear the last bit of the wall crumble, and a smile forms around my mouth. As Audrey sees this, she gets up, and as she straddles my waist, both boys get up too and stand on either side of me. I see Owen dropping his boxers as Evan gently guides my right hand and lays it on his semi-hard dick. I feel his dick grow to full mast in my hand, and I can't help but squeeze it. As I look up at his face, he just smiles hornily down at me. While Audrey presses her pussy down on my now rock-hard boner, Owen grabs my hand and guides it to his boner. Once I realize the situation I'm in, with two preteen boners in my hands, and a naked girl squirming in my lap, I feel the very last of my inhibitions float away.
All right.
But not here out in the open, I hear myself whisper.
Yeah.
Both boys say simultaneously and high-five each other.
Yes.
Audrey says loudly and kisses me hard on my lips, grinding herself firmly against my midsection. I can't stop fiddling with the two boners in my hands, and for a moment, nobody moves. Then, reluctantly let go of Evan and Owen's rock-hard and amazing dicks, and gently push the naked preteen girl from my lap. The moment I get to my feet, Audrey and Owen start working on my trunks, but I push them away long enough so that we can all get inside the cabin and close the door behind us. Small hands attack me again, and my swimsuit lies crumbled at my feet within seconds. Meanwhile, Evan is taking off my shirt, and as he throws it into a corner, I'm as naked as the kids, and another boner joins the team. Audrey starts walking toward our bedroom but is quickly chased by the twins who run by her. And as they round the corner, I see their boners flopping around, which causes Audrey to giggle. They jump on the bed, and as I enter the bedroom, they've turned around and sit on the bed on their knees, looking expectantly at me.
What can we do?
Owen asks.
I want to do everything.
Audrey says, eyeing the boners around her.
Can we do anal?
Evan asks practically at the same time. Owen looks questionably at his brother, who blushes once he realizes what he said. But he keeps looking at me, and I can see he isn't kidding and seems interested in it.
We'll do it all.
Don't worry. I respond with a warm smile and wink toward Evan. Probably anal too, and I promise you'll love it. I'm not sure if it'll fit, but just the trying will be fun.
Okay. Is Owen's tentative response, but I see him already opening up to the idea.
Let's do blowjobs. Audrey exclaims after a few moments, drops to her knees in front of Evan, and motions me to do the same with his brother.
This is it. I'm going to do it, and I can't wait to have this hard, young cock in my mouth. So I drop to my knees too, sit shoulder to shoulder with Audrey, and look at the throbbing boner in front of my eyes. Then, without hesitation and without counting down, Audrey and I dive in at the exact same moment. I grab Owen's boner by its base, open my mouth and let it slide in between my lips. The moment my tongue hits the underside of his glands, I instinctively know I did the right thing. The low moans above us bring a smile to my face. I glance over at Audrey, and I can see her smiling too, as she's checking me out from the corner of her eyes. This only lasts a few moments, and as I'm getting into blowing this young, hot boy, I want nothing more than to feel his cum shoot in my mouth and swallow everything he has to give to me. I'm really getting into it, and as my lips rub over the stiff shaft with low moans and grunts coming from the boy above me, Audrey lets go of Evan's cock. The smacking sound of her mouth leaving his cock, and the deep sigh coming from Evan makes me glance over at the two kids to my left. I'm not ready to let this young, tasty cock leave my mouth, so I slightly turn my head and let my tongue caress his glands.
Time to switch. Audrey exclaims excitedly and gets to her feet. Only because I know I'll have another hard cock in my mouth within seconds, I let Owen's dick slip from my mouth. I scoot over to my left, where I see my bag standing against the wall and within reach.
Lie down on your back, I say to Evan as I reach inside. After a bit of probing around, I find what I'm looking for. I pull out the can of coconut oil and put it down on the floor between Evan's feet, who's oblivious to my actions. I don't want to waste any time, so I grab his spit-covered glistening boner and slip my mouth around it. Then, with my free hand, I quietly pop off the cap from the can of oil and scoop up a glob of it on my fingers. As my head bobs up and down, I slowly move my finger toward Evan's anus. I increase my tongue action to distract him a bit. The moment my slick finger touches his anus, it immediately slides in a little, which causes Evan to moan loudly, and his boner twitches furiously in my mouth.
Ooh. He moans and presses his ass down on my slippery finger.
More? I simply ask as I take my mouth off his dick just long enough to ask this and immediately put my mouth around it again.
Yes. Ooh yes. Evan groans.
Judging by how relaxed his sphincter already is, I figure I can use two fingers easily. So I quickly extract my finger to scoop up another glob but with two fingers this time, which causes Evan to groan from emptiness. The moment I press my two fingers against him, he's basically begging me to stick them inside. So I keep my tongue action active and slowly but steadily slide two fingers inside this angelic boy.
Hmm.
He groans, and I feel his muscles relax under my probing fingers. This boy is a natural. I don't have to tell him to relax or push back. I slide in easily, and before I know it, I'm all the way inside. As I start moving them in and out, his hard dick twitches in my mouth each time I hit his prostate. So I focus on that and keep lapping away under and over his glands. When his hands grab my hair, and his moans turn into high-pitched grunts, I know he's coming. I can't wait to taste him, so I increase both speed and intensity as he starts lifting his ass off the mattress. There's one last loud grunt, and as his fingers dig into my skull, I feel his hard cock fatten even more, and the moment his ass muscles clench tightly around my fingers, I feel the sweet, young boy nectar fill my mouth. Four spurts of watery cum fill my mouth. It isn't too much to handle, and I let the sweet and light fluid go through my mouth as I savor its taste. Moments later, his body starts relaxing, and as his ass hits the mattress again, only a slow dribble of cum comes out of his cock, which I eagerly lap up. I reluctantly swallow it and retract my fingers from his ass, making sure to stimulate his prostate as much as I can. Evan isn't entirely with us yet, so I glance over at the action to my right. Audrey's head is bobbing up and down on Owen, and judging by his moans and the similar way he lifts his ass off the bed, I realize he's close. I move over, kneel behind Audrey and start pinching her nipple while my other hand searches for her sopping pussy. Audrey doesn't react and just keeps on sucking Owen. I rub my dick between her ass cheeks as I start fingering her while looking over her shoulder at one heck of an erotic sight. After a few more seconds, Owen's hands dig into Audrey's hair, and as his high-pitched moan fills the room, it's clear he's coming too. I let Audrey suck him dry, and I slow down my action on her pussy and tits. I glance over at Evan and see him looking at his brother's orgasm, with a sheepish grin all over his face. I get up and lie down on the bed between the twins, thinking about what to do next. I'm still uncertain if I should fuck Audrey,
but judging by how easy Evan opened up his boy pussy and how eager he is to do anal, I make up my mind to at least fuck him, and maybe his brother too. I feel a hand wrap around my boner as I'm contemplating this. I glance down and see Evan looking down at my dick and sizing it up. I look at him and smile. "Are you sure it'll fit?" he asks with a bit of uncertainty as he squeezes my boner. "Yeah. It'll definitely fit. I had the same doubts when Glenn and I did it for the first time." I feel the bed move, and Audrey squeezes herself between Owen and me. Owen clearly recovered from his orgasm minutes ago because he wastes no time and starts feeling up Audrey's tits, which causes her to purr softly. "Why don't you try it, Evan?" she asks with an eager grin across her face. "You sure?" he asks quietly, looking me in my face. "You'll love it. And if it hurts, we'll just stop and do something else. No worries," I soothingly say. "Can I? Owen stammers with a blush spreading out over his face and upper chest. Audrey looks at him and immediately gives him a tight hug. "Of course you can," she chirps, "right, Scott?"
"Sure.
We just need to lube you up too."
"But, isn't it gay?" he stammers again.
"So?" Audrey asks as if Owen just asked the stupidest question ever. "You can always stick it in me again later, so I doubt it being too gay." "That seems to do the trick." Owen simply nods and asks, "How do I lube up?" Without answering, I drop to my knees and grab the can of coconut oil. A few loud moans and a couple of minutes later, I think he's lubed up enough. I glance over at Audrey and Evan and see they decided to kill time by Frenching and groping around. As they're occupied, I figure I might as well lube Evan up even more, which he, judging by his moans, doesn't mind too much. "Get on all fours. It'll be easier that way," I say to Evan, who immediately breaks the kiss and gets on his hands and knees.
"Can I watch?"
Audrey asks as she gets to her knees. "Of course, little bit," I say, as I realize I'm tremendously turned by both the audience's divergenizing the twins' asses. "And what do I do?" Owen asks, and he wants to be fucked badly, too, judging by how he looks. "Why don't you do it too? I'll switch between you two." I turn to Audrey.
"Lil bit? What is it?"
"Sit between them on the bed, and make sure their dicks get some attention," I smile, knowing how much she likes to handle a dick, let alone two at once. She sits between the boys and has a great view of what I'm about to do. Her hands reach down, and judging by the moans, grips their dicks and starts toying with them. As she's smiling from ear to ear, I grab the oil and lube up my rock-hard and twitching dick.
"Ready?"
I ask, and after a timid nod from Evan, I press my glands against his rosebud and whisper, "Try to relax and push back a little. If you want me to stop, just say the word, okay?" After another wordless nod, I start applying more pressure. With some effort, my dickhead slips in and is engulfed by his warm rectum. I know the worst part is already over, so I ask, "You okay?"
"Oh. Yeah. This is.
He moans, and I see Audrey's eyes wide open, and her hands stop moving. A simple nod from my head gets her moving again, and I can see Owen glancing at his brother to size him up. Seeing him smile is all the encouragement I need to push and slide in further. I grab his boyish hips to steady myself and feel his ass muscles clench and relax as I move in. This boy is a pro, and I almost can't believe he's never done this before. It takes me a few in and out motions during my entrance, but before long, I've got no more dick left to slide in and feel my balls rest against his small, hairless sack. "This is it," I hear myself pant.
"Still good? Ooh. Yeah. This is.
He moans, clearly enjoying it. "This is so hot," Audrey whispers as she is slowly jacking him off, and her eyes focused on where our bodies merged. "I'm going to fuck you now," I say to Evan as I gently squeeze his ass.
"Yes. Please."
As I slide out, I feel my dickhead rub against something. His loud moan and clenching muscles make me realize it's his prostate. I've never felt it so prominent before in my life, but it's a big turn on knowing how much we both enjoy this. As the boiling inside my balls is building, I realize I need to do something to prevent myself from popping off inside this fabulous preteen ass. A quick glance at the other exposed boy gives me an idea. "It's your brother's turn," I hoarsely say. As I slide out, Evan moans a bit, but seeing the way he looks excitedly at his brother, shows love and excitement for both of them. "This is fucking amazing," he says to his nervous-looking brother. I lube up some more and stand behind Owen, with my glistening glands pressed against his opening. He inhales sharply at the contact, so I grab him by his small waist and say, "Remember to relax, and you're fine." Obviously lost for words, he nods with his eyes locked with his brother. Audrey starts milking him faster to distract him, which is my cue to enter another tight butthole. Looking down at his bronzed ass and seeing my stiff dick slowly sliding, it almost makes me come. But during the switch, my level of arousal dropped enough to keep me going. After a few minutes, I'm fully buried into Owen, who moans and nods furiously at his twin brother.
Fuck. This. Ah. Is. Ah. Fucking ama. Zing.
As I move in and out, I feel the same spot hitting my glands. Each time I rub against it, the moans get louder. I feel Owen's ass tighten, and I want to postpone his orgasm. So I switch back to his brother and enter him with ease, and another loud moan fills the room. Audrey's action is down to a simple massage. That much is clear from my point of view. And I don't think either boy minds. Because when I pick up the pace with Evan, he starts pushing his ass back at me with each inward thrust, making our fucking session more intense. I switch back to Owen, and after I fucked him for about a minute, and I'm sliding back in his brother, I'm amazed by my stamina. But I blame that on my focus on making it a pleasant first fuck for the boys and the amount of wine I drank already.
Ah. 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 I'm.
Oh. Oh. Evan moans, and the tension of his ass muscles increases to a point it's almost too tight. I keep fistoning in and out when he suddenly freezes and lets out a high-pitched groan. I feel his prostate move on the underside of my dick, and the ah.
Yes.
From Audrey is the definitive confirmation he's coming. I let him enjoy his orgasm for a few moments before I pull out and sink into Owen, where my balls slap against his. He's clearly on the edge too, because it only takes me about 10 or 11 fucks for him to grunt with the same high-pitched moan. It's almost a carbon copy of his brother's cum, and I hold perfectly still to allow him the same satisfaction. Both boys collapse on the bed with their asses sticking up. I grab some wet wipes, discreetly but thoroughly clean my dick, and throw them in the trash can. Audrey is looking at me with the horniest face I've seen on her up until now, and her pleading eyes say it all.
"Will you stick it in me now? Please?"
She beggingly whispers, causing both boys to turn their heads and look expectantly at me. The hormones must be clouding my brain because I hear myself whisper, "Lie on your back, little bit," and I step forward, gripping my boner at the base.
"Really?"
she asks excitedly as she moves back on the bed, lies her head on the pillow, and looks at me with an expression I haven't seen before. The twins move back a bit and almost simultaneously pop up their heads on their hands, looking down at Audrey. As I'm looking at the gloriously sexy young girl on the bed looking expectantly at me, I suppress the urge to simply fuck her brains out. I know I have to be tender and gentle to make our first time together a pleasurable and memorable experience.
"Really?"
I reply warmly as I smile at her excited face. Her smile quickly turns into a horny and serious look. The eagerness is so apparent that even a blind man can see it.
"Spread your legs, little bit," I whisper as I get on the bed.
The moment she spreads her legs, I get between them and lie my body gently on hers. I make sure the tip of my dick is touching her pussy lips, and the weight of my body presses it down between her folds. I look down at her anxious face and feel nothing but love for this wonderful girl. As I lean down to kiss her, she wraps her arms around me and slightly opens her mouth. The moment our lips touch, it's like a bolt of electricity shoots through me. The moments our tongues make contact, we both moan into each other's mouths, and my hips start moving involuntarily. We kiss passionately, and every time my dickhead touches her clit, Audrey moans louder and digs her finger deeper into my back. I lift my face, reach down to grab my throbbing boner, and look her in the eyes. For the first time in my life, I feel like I'm communicating with someone on a spiritual level instead of with words. She doesn't even have to nod for me to know she's ready. I can see it in her eyes. So as I line myself up, I make sure to keep eye contact. The moment I push and feel the folds of her pussy give way, she sucks in a deep breath. I freeze for a second, but I push further when I see she's okay. As I'm about halfway inside her wonderfully soft and velvety love canal, her eyes cross, she arches her back and lifts her head back.
"Ooh,"
is the deep, low grunt that comes from her throat. Her fingers grab me even firmer as I keep sliding in. I don't have to pull back even once to make the entrance easier on her. She is so wet and slippery that there's almost no resistance, only a firm grip around my hard dick. The moment I'm in all the way, I feel the tip of my dick touch her inside. And as my balls touch her ass, they start to tingle with anticipation. Audrey tries focusing on me, and once she manages to do that, she smiles and whispers, "Finally.
Ah.
Right at that moment, I just know I'm doing the right thing. Despite our pseudo-father-daughter relationship, despite her age, and despite the fear of molesting her, I just know. And I know this isn't a fluke but a deep, soulmate-like connection we're building. I manage to stay perfectly still, and I lean down to kiss her again. This time, she returns the kiss with passionate enthusiasm. She keeps moaning, and her probing tongue is almost violently moving around.
Ah. Do it, Scott. She moans between kisses, still unable to use dirty words, even now.
I slowly pull back and I feel her pussy muscles gripping my dick in an attempt to keep me in. But as I push back in and she arches her back again, the grip around my dick feels even better.
Ooh.
We moan simultaneously. I know that the twins are watching us in the back of my head, but due to this intense psychological connection during our first fuck, it's tuned out completely, and the only two people in the world that matter are Audrey and me. I keep a slow and steady rhythm, so I know I can last a little longer. But judging by the trashing young girl below me, I don't need to last very much longer. I place one hand against her cheek as I keep using slow but firm thrusts. Her eyes lock on mine the moment I do this, but her gaze is off. Her shallow, ragged breath is also a clear indicator of what is about to happen. The familiar buildup is snowballing inside my body, and I'm approaching my peak at lightning speed. I push with another firm thrust, and by now, only a low gurgle comes out of her mouth, and her pussy clenches hard around my cock. I slowly pull back and slide in firmly where my pubic bone mashes with hers. And that is when it happens.
Ah. Ah.
Ooh. Audrey almost screams. Her fingers dig into my back so deep it hurts. Her clenching pussy was tight before my last push, but now it feels like she's milking me. I know I have to stop to give her time to enjoy it, but I'm one thrust away from coming myself, so I slam it in one last time before my balls unload themselves, and I coat the insides of this wonderful girl. This last thrust apparently did something to her too, because she's grinding her pussy hard against me and her head keeps moving from left to right, and her body moves so violently, it's almost like she's having a seizure. But this all barely registers as I feel spurt after spurt leave my dick and fill her up with it. My dick head is pressed against her cervix, and in my head, I picture my cum shooting straight into her womb. This all adds to my orgasm, and I feel like I'm floating weightless in outer space. After I come down a bit and look at the pure bliss on Audrey's face, I slowly move my barely softening dick in and out to extend her pleasure. I'm not aiming for another orgasm, just a prolongation of her current one. Judging by her movements, this works flawlessly, but eventually, it dies down, and she looks at me with a more focused look on her face. I feel your stuff inside, she whispers. I can't help but smile and just nod. I feel you gripping my penis, I reply after her muscles contract softly.
Really?
She giggles and clenches them again.
Ooh.
I moan to emphasize the point. Audrey's hands move up my back, and she looks at me with a deep, loving look. I love you. I can't help it. I'm totally over the moon and hopelessly in love with this wonderful girl. Deep down, I knew this already, but now, right after our first lovemaking, I feel it strongly, and there's no more denying it. So with all the love I have inside me, I softly say, I love you too. I know, corny as hell, but so right at the moment. We tenderly start kissing each other and after a few moments, I feel two boy bodies on either side of us, hugging us two in a big group hug.
That was
sweet.
Evan whispers.
Yeah, dude.
Sweet and hot.
Thanks. I say without anything witty to say at that moment, let's lie down, okay? Audrey is getting crushed this way. We all lie down on our backs and talk about what we have done so far. I'm thrilled to find out that all three of them feel free to talk about this subject. No more silly giggles when someone mentions a dick or something. They talk openly about what they like and what they want to do. Eventually, the talk dies down a bit, and I notice Audrey has trouble keeping her eyes open. I see Evan yawning too, and I whisper a soft goodnight, which is the cue for all of us to close our eyes and call it a day. And what a day it was.